Miami is not a tech hub, but Richard Florida thinks we can become a city for startups. Richard Florida is editor of Atlantic Cities and the founder of the Creative Class Group. This group promotes the rise of innovative communities and urban centers. Florida led the Startup Miami Conference last month.
We have to do what we're great at, and I think that was our point. It's not to make Miami a Silicon Valley. That's why we had Panther Coffee and My Ceviche and companies like that.
Panther Coffee and My Ceviche are popular local places that spoke at the conference. Every city has its flavor, but Miami's economic strains are all its own.
It really is a place that is part of a lifestyle movement, and we can do hospitality and travel and tourism and diets and food and personal training and get fitter and a better coffee.
But he says people should squash the notion that Silicon Beach will be all about tech. Miami is different.
So I think what we are is something that takes travel and tourism and hospitality and lifestyle to the next level. I don't think we're going to invent the next Twitter here. I don't think we're going to invent the next Facebook. We're not going to invent the next Apple. But if we add technology and enterprise to the things we do well, we'll make a stronger economy.
Also, what Miami's good at is partying.
You know, we're not going to build a future economy around partying all the time. And I think tension is very much at work in our economy.
Sure, the nightlife scene can lure people to want to work here, but he says that we need to build a day work culture to boost the economy.
People have looked at is that having a vibrant restaurant scene, a vibrant nightlife scene, lounges, coffee shops, function as those third places where people mix and mingle. But I think it really means having both parts of the economy, a vibrant nightlife and a vibrant day life.
Jonathan Olenek agrees. He runs Evolution Ventures, a four-year-old tech company in Miami Beach. It deals with sales technology for high-end real estate. The startup veteran admits that finding tech talent in South Florida is tough.
Yeah, hiring for high-end developers is difficult here. The talent isn't here yet.
He is recruited from Colorado, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and California. It's possible to bring talent here. They just need to have the right mindset for Miami.
We have less success hiring married people, but more success hiring single people. They're still in that time of life when they like to go out and they like to party and they like to have fun. And we are a party capital of the world.
For him, he sees the way forward is through developing partnerships with the top technical institutions, say University of Miami partners with MIT. But all of this will take time. To get there, Olenek says it also starts with perception.
I mean, Miami is not considered a serious place. It is not considered a tech hub. That's why people don't move down here. We have to change the perception of Miami one way or another.
But can Miami pull it off? Richard Florida thinks it is possible.
I think what we're building here is really remarkable. And I think when you combine, sand and surf and weather with innovation and entrepreneurship, you have a winner.
For the next Miami Startup Conference, instead of talking about potential, perhaps the focus should be on finding the right mix of what's already here. I'm Andrea Richard in Miami.